Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, someone says that every single person in this highway could fit in a single train. Yes, but none of these people want to risk being ended by one of the enriched passengers. Also remember that more than half the people in these vehicles aren't originally of European stock. If they never came to America, the roads would have remained clear. I used to take public transit in Toronto in the 90s and early 2000s, when it was safe and clean. The person saying this is probably envious that they don't own a car. Up next, a husband dies after his overweight wife falls on him, and he can't get up. And it took 5 men to help the couple. What was she, 1,000 pounds or so? What a world. We got an overweight woman falling on and ending a man before we got GTA 6. She was probably on top of them trying to procreate and she passed out on top after eating too many pumpkin pies. I like busty bays, but this is ridiculous. Her being overweight was an understatement. Number 3, with all the drama of Trump charging corporations $100,000 a year for their workers with H-1B visas, this Indian man, probably about to have his visa canceled, shortly says that it looks like he's going to end himself because he can't go back to living in India. Apparently building a life in India is worse than offing yourself. Someone from India pipes in and says yes. The public spaces are filthy, like living in an open sewer surrounded by 80 IQ and lower people. Moving on, someone says that every man picks his personality by 30. I say a real man doesn't let consumerism define his identity. Only a dumb normie does. As for these 4 options, the finance bro looks like he needs to take more coke to get his rookie numbers up. If I had to be any kind of bro, it would be either the steampunk or vintage bro. I like analog technology and decorating my space. People today don't even decorate their living area for some reason. Number 5, Jessie says she never cooks for her husband, and he only eats her and her kids' leftovers. And if he doesn't like it, he can cook for himself, she says. I guess after publicly humiliating him like that, he drained their bank accounts and now wants a divorce for her not cooking for him. He's smart because he's going to lose most of the money in the divorce, so he spends it now. But she can't get any of it if he's already spent it. Then again, apparently this is fake and she just posts rage bait. What a loser. Up next, going back to the topic of H-1B visas, 4chan was reserving flight tickets from India to the United States so that H-1B visa holders couldn't get to America from India before the deadline. Whoever is doing this is a real patriot. Meanwhile, the Canadian Prime Minister says that Canada will take all the H-1B applicants that don't get in. Trump's plan means the quicker destruction of Canada. Toronto might as well change its name to New Delhi. Number 7, this autistic Florida teen, who severely beat a teacher over a Nintendo Switch, is sentenced to 5 years in prison. Is it my imagination, or does he look like he's surprised by the verdict? People will say that his autism diagnosis means that we shouldn't put criminals with mental illness into prison. Just because you have an unfortunate medical diagnosis doesn't remove criminality. His parents should have put him in a special school if he couldn't handle being around normal people. Moving on, this guy bought 8 Gillette razors for $36, and it was on sale from $53, and wonders what the hell is going on in this country. The truth is that Gillette hates men. Most of us, myself included, stopped buying Procter & Gamble products when they did their anti-male Gillette ads. At Costco Canada, I see Gillette razors for around $30 a year ago, and they were 16 or 18 in the pack. So Americans are definitely getting ripped off. Number 9, European Green parties are killing the economies of European countries with regulations, making energy 3 times more expensive than America to save the environment. Meanwhile, China's annual CO2 emissions are doing the exponential hockey stick pattern. China realizes that cheap and abundant energy is essential to economic growth. Don't worry though. Europe will figure this out when their welfare states collapse. If China doesn't care about climate change, then why should I? Up next, here's the percentage of the population in each state that's on welfare or income and food support. But what happens when the federal government goes bust and can't pay these people, and the 20% of the population of seniors on government pensions? What then? Will it be hockey mask time? Funny how if you also broke this down by region, most of it would also line up perfectly with the electoral map. Also, why is 47% of Puerto Rico on welfare? What's going on there? Number 11, here we have another woman that's the victim even though she's a criminal. She stole $30,000 from victims suffering from cerebral palsy and MS to feed her online gaming addiction. And she's been spared jail time. I guess they didn't want to inconvenience her with prison. if it even is a her. She looks quite mannish. But you just know that if the victims were asylum seekers, she'd probably be in jail. This just encourages others to break the law. What a moral hazard. Moving on, when someone says it now costs $100,000 as a government tax to hire an Indian, this is how I reply. You just know that most companies will be sending the Jeets home. The great flushing is at hand. I've seen many Indian guys gloating about Americans losing jobs to them, so I have no sympathy that they're being sent home. America is choosing to try and save itself, but Canada and Europe are plunging headfirst into destruction. I'd give my left nut if they were kicked off the internet and couldn't scam us anymore. Number 13, here's a London pub in 1967. What do you notice? Hot English women, which are my weakness for some reason, and they're all skinny. But I don't think this image is all that idyllic because you know those are boomers talking about how good it would feel to drown their countries in Jeets and Mohammeds. But I'm calling BS on this one. I think it's a staged photo and someone forgot all the cigarettes and smoking. How do you think women back then stayed so skinny? It was the smoking, stupid. Up next, here's the decline of Jimmy Kimmel. He only has 160,000 viewers per episode. That's less than any mid-sized YouTube channel out there. His initial firing was probably more to do with this than it had to do with what he said about Charlie Kirk. Their ideology is dying and they know it. Bringing him back won't save wokeness because the numbers are the numbers. Besides, he hasn't been entertaining since he left The Man Show. Number 15, the Muslim Council of Britain warns they'll actually leave the country if the halal slaughter of meat is banned. If that's all it takes to get them out, then that's an easy fix. Unfortunately, it would just mean that Muslims would keep cattle in their homes for secret slaughters. But Muslims need to be smarter than this. Why are they threatening the people of Great Britain with a good outcome? If this strategy did work, maybe it would work worldwide. Doubtful. Moving on, Marvel, She-Hulk, and others call to cancel or boycott Disney and Hulu, etc. And because of that, you just know that you'll never see She-Hulk on Disney Plus ever again. Good riddance. I guess they also call her the She-Hulk star and didn't use her name because no one remembers how to spell it. Just like Muslims threatening to leave the UK, it's a good thing when She-Hulk sabotages herself so that Disney pulls the plug on her show. Number 17, a single pack of bacon hit $10 in Canada. I remember eating bacon on my keto diet days back in 2018, thinking it would help my psoriasis. Little did I know that just because it was sugar-free bacon didn't mean it was good for my condition. Bacon and red meat in general is inflammatory, and it makes my condition worse, and I couldn't figure out why at the time. If you want to afford bacon in Canada, then just go to Giant Tiger. Up next, here's what it's like when you actually go hunting to get away from stress, but the stress wants to go hunting with you. Looks like stress doesn't really want to hunt and is just more interested in taking selfies. That poor guy, he looks like there's nervous pain in his eyes. He's probably thinking about all the money he just spent to buy her the gear and the outfit, and he's worried about having to put it on his credit card. Then again, maybe he's planning a hunting accident so he can collect some insurance money. Number 19, this poor guy says that his girlfriend told him that she used to get smashed by multiple guys at the same time before they met. Rosie responds by asking him, who cares? But 10 or more such extra testicular activities in her body count is probably more than 100. Rosie tries to make it sound like this isn't a big deal, but it is because there's no way his girlfriend can ever bond with him. She's emotionally and physically used up, and Rosie is doing damage control, because she's probably done the same. Moving on, if you think that women in Russia are better, then you're wrong. Three of them were arrested for twerking in front of a cathedral. It's good that Russia is at least imposing some moral standards on its people. I hear that OF is also banned there. Also, based on this picture, I take it that Putin is the third woman. But why didn't they put up the third woman to publicly shame her as well in the story? If women want attention, bring them shame instead. They hate that. Number 21, this woman pleads guilty to kicking six helpless toddlers a bunch of times. But how is that even possible? I was told that women are nurturing and kind. I can't wait for robotic nannies to be invented one day that'll raise children. Then this sort of insanity won't happen again. Then again, maybe someone might hack those nannies and they could go out and snap those kids in two. Maybe it's not such a good idea after all. Up next, what do you do if you're in the UK and these two show up at your door trying to question you about some retweets you made on X? I don't know about you, but if I was in the UK, speaking German doesn't sound like such a terrible idea all of a sudden. Mr. Mustache never would have allowed this. I prefer this image because you know that these two are just DEI puppets sent out to enforce social norms and won't actually do any real policing. Might as well call them Karen cops. Number 23, is it true that the common denominator here is AWFL, or affluent white female and liberal? that if you want to destroy something, you should bring in a female CEO to do it. I think these women are just useful idiots for short sellers. I've met female CEOs in the past, and remarkably, some of them were actually good at their jobs. I still can't get over Kathleen Kennedy, though. I think she's spiteful and intentionally tried to destroy what Spielberg and George Lucas built. Moving on, if this guy was a rapper, what would his rapping name be? How about The Tick, Notorious Humongous, or Little Torso? Here are a whole bunch of different names in no particular order. Sir Eats-a-Lot, Tumor Rumor, Buffet, Fork Life, Type 6 Diabetes, MC Cardiac, Beanbag Man, and many more. I don't know who his tattoo artist is, but damn, it must have taken him years to put all that ink on him. But this has to be AI generated because no one can look ready to explode without actually exploding. Number 25 and the last one, the filtering insanity has gone way too far. If you think that this is bad, then wait until you see what your favorite e-girls on X really look like. Take a look at this one. Even her stained yellow teeth have been digitally whitened. And the really sad thing is that these women don't use AI tools that could have actually made them look even better in a more natural way. All I see is catfish. Catfish everywhere. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.